Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Josh, Marcel Louis-Jacques with ESPN. First of all, man, welcome to Buffalo.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. It's the first time actually coming and doing an interview with you guys live in person. So I'm appreciative of that here in when Bills Drive.
I guess for starters, man, why the Bills? Why did you choose the Bills here in free agency?
You know, to be honest with you, it just felt right. I mean, having the conversations with different guys and just coming to, Poyer. I talked to him for a long time, about an hour or so. Big Mike, who was here, called Big Meezy. Talked to him. She talked to Kurt Coleman. Just guys, Dean Marler, that was in the building and know how that is. And I already knew Sean and being my guy. So Sean is too. And I already had that conversation with them about it a little bit, and just understand the philosophy and what these guys made of and mindset, just getting back to what it is to be on that gridiron, understand true football, what it being played as, and being there is just something that it was special. So why not make memories and do it for all time, and do it with a group that you see is a bad group. It's a real bad group. They're like some ballers, and these guys got that over here. So I was welcoming, and I was truly honored to be.
And a quick follow-up, what is it about the defensive scheme here in Buffalo that you think fits your skill set the best?
I mean, it's attack-oriented. It's aggressive. Mindset, like I said earlier, big boys coming off the ball. Linebackers playing downhill, DB's breaking on it, it's just, boys running sideline to sideline, hustling, getting after it. I mean, you know what that looks like. You know what that feels like. There's a lot of teams out there in the league that, do things the right way. And, I had those conversations when, my time ended in Washington. And, I was looking around and seeing where it was be a best fit. And for me, it's just not about, the numbers and the money and all this other stuff. We did all that. It's about getting that championship. Nothing more and nothing less is going to suffice me. This is the time in my year that it's all or none. And this is a team that I feel like they do that and get over that hump. That mindset, I got to go back to it on defense. It starts there. Defense wins championships no matter where you go. And you got a real stout front out here. So it's going to be a great time here.
Hey, appreciate your time. And again, nice to see you face-to-face.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Hi, Josh. Vic Carucci from the Buffalo News. Welcome to Buffalo.
Appreciate it, Vic.
Hey, so first thing is, besides your extensive experience, what else about your game, which you by this point know so well as far as what you're going to bring to the table, do you see yourself with regard to how this defense is played, do you see yourself bringing the sort of the specifics of the impact you think you can make? That's part A. And B, the cornerback picture could change dramatically in light of what Tre'Davious White mentioned with his being undecided about playing this year, and how in any way are you reacting to that, or does that affect you or your mindset?
Nothing really, you know, affects my mindset or have me wavering in any kind of way. My mindset is built like a Brink truck, you know, it's kind of styled in that arena. I think that when you go forward and you look at an overall standpoint, we got a best secondary in the league. You know what I'm saying? I think guys really sleep on Micah and Poe back there because they really do a great job over the top and then coming down in the box as well. They are two of the best tandems in the league. I think you take me consideration in that. And then you have Trey, obviously, on the other side. And then, you know, he does a great job as just, you know, keying on his man and having a guy in that position to go in and day out and make a play. And then you got Levi on the other side. He's doing a great job. Taryn in the nickel. I mean, you got so many guys that you can put into this position in secondary. And you see what they've done the last couple of years, been in the top of the league. So I don't expect anything else. I know for myself, bringing in that mindset, I'm a turnover guy, turnover machine, man. Five a year that we put on the ball, we put on the ground, and whether it's punch out, wherever it's, you know, taking the ball out of air, we bringing that to this table. And I think, you know, a couple more turnovers here, this team can go pretty far. So that's kind of what I'm bringing. And then a little bit of my knowledge is in certain situations and key places. But also bringing the mindset of teamwork, building that and building the camaraderie amongst each other as a group. And I think that's the one of the most key things that you need in going deep into, you know, your runs.
And quickly, you were always seen as competing for sure for perhaps starting opposite Trey. But if Trey isn't there, does this enhance opportunity? Do you look at it in that way for you?
Ask the question you want to ask.
Are you seeing if he's not in the mix, is it better for you? Do you view it as a better chance for you to be a starter?
No, I don't view that as a better chance for me to be a starter. If you're here or not, I don't view Trey as being a starter for me. I don't view him not being here as being that. I don't even view Levi not being here being a starter for me. Frankly, I don't view Taryn not being here a star for me. I don't view Micah not being here a star for me. I don't view Poe not being here being a star for me. Because guess what? We all in this together. In order to win a championship, you got to have all, you know, key pieces to this puzzle. I mean, these are guys are in the top of the league, top three, if you ask me, I'm in secondary. So we all got a part to play in this. And so me being a starter, you asking that question to me, I've always been a starter since day one. So that's not going to change anything, my mindset and how I approach this game, because that's just my mentality. So if you asking me that question, obviously that answer is going to be, yes, I am, because everybody in this group is. Everybody's trying to have an ultimate goal, and that's win the chip. Nothing less is going to suffice. And so whatever that looks like, somebody else got to come in and do the job. Hey, that's going to get us our ultimate goal. So be it. But I'm not the one that's just going to sit up here and tell you the answer. We're going to compete. We're going to get after it. You're going to see who we're going to be at the end of the day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Josh, Thad Brown and Rochester, thanks for taking the time. We appreciate it. For whatever went wrong in Washington, how much of that can be fixed? You talk about coming to Buffalo because you like the scheme. How much can be fixed by just being in a better or more right system for you?
Is that Winnie the Pooh you got back there?
Just over here?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'm down in my basement, man. This is where my daughter plays and stuff. So I still got some toys down here. You know? You got to find a space where you can find it these days, you know?
Yeah, I see. You found it in your daughter's basement. Congratulations.
That's my basement. She just comes down and uses it.
Oh, okay. Still your daughter's.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
All right. So say it again.
Whatever went wrong in Washington, how much can be fixed or can it be easily fixed by simply being in a better system or scheme for you?
I say this, man. I don't think I too much stick on what went wrong. What went right? You know, I look at the positives. When everybody try to look at the negatives, they just be harking on that and they think they know who you are just because of that. And in the day, like, I take a lot of bullets and I don't come out and shooting back. what for? It's not needed. You know, I look at it for, you know, overall perspective. What did I change? Did I change my life when I was there? Did I do something in that, you know, aspect? I don't care about X's and O's when it comes down to, you know, what you're doing for somebody else. But what I'm doing here is what I will talk about, you know, and that is something that I get a bad rap on a lot of things that, you know, is out of my control. I can't control, you know, certain things. And that is what it is. You know, people are going to say what they want about you, but you know who you are and you got to maintain that, you know, that self-discipline of who you truly are. And people are not going to like that. And that's okay with me. Trust me. Armor skin. And when you look at it coming here, you know, it feels so fresh. It feels like guys are actually, you know, they workaholics. You know, we've got some grinders here, man. They all about ball and they really want to see each other do good. And they really actually care for one another in a way in which, all right, if you see something wrong, they're going to tell you about it and they're going to pep you up because they're your number one cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? Like that's family, man. And that's so cool. I'm not saying that, you know, DC didn't have it or whatever. I'm just talking about coming here in Buffalo. What we are trying to bring here is just going to be something truly special. They already got it. I'm just going to, you know, sprinkle a little bit of my little pixie dust along with it.
Did you need that fresh start? I mean, it talks about like it almost feels like it's a big time change for you in terms of maybe something you needed.
No, I don't think it's something I needed. I think it's something that, you know, in God's timing, everything happens for reasons. And unknown to us men, you know, that's just what it is. That's life. You know, God granted, he takes it away. Whatever he wants you in, you got to go through. You got to figure that out. And for me, this is something that, you know, 2020 is just, this is my jubilee. So I'm looking forward to that. And whatever that is he brings is we're going to accept and we're going to go forward in that direction. So, you know, weather the storm and you become the storm at the same time.
Thanks, man. I'll clean up the basement for you better next time.
Hey, man. Hey, have your daughter just throw a little bit more out there. I'm sure she'll have some fun. Yeah.
Hey, Josh. Heather Prusak here from the CBS station here in Buffalo. Welcome. It's good to see you in person or, you know, virtually. From your perspective, since you came into the league, how do you think that the perception of the Bills has changed over the last couple of years throughout the league?
Oh, man, night and day perception from, you know, the worst to one of the best. Actually, worst to actually winning the division now. It's, man, it definitely has changed its face for sure. When you look at the whole entire league from, you know, people, not just people, but teams in general, who has the biggest change of a franchise. Buffalo got to be at top, without a doubt. And that is really one of the reasons that made my decision to come over here, because you guys are like right here at the threshold of, you know, breaking through onto that next level. And that is literally why I'm here, because that's something I feel like we can help and what we bring to the table in that space. And I know guys who are leading this ship. So it's just going to be a fun ride.
And then one more for you. How beneficial were those workouts in Virginia with the other defensive players this offseason?
That was good. That was real good. Man, we got acclimated real, really well. And then, you know, actually getting down there working and getting with each other, just communication, you know, communication. You never can beat that. Guys get together and they know what's going on and have communication outside of just a Zoom call. And, you know, we over here and distance come together and have conversation, you know, break bread amongst men and just, you know, sit and talk about life, sit and talk about what things going to look like when going back and just getting acclimated with each other, you know, having fun and, you know, letting your hair down. And then now when you get back out of here, you take some time off and you come back, you see each other and you actually having conversations from that, you know, and it's like, wow, man, I'm so glad we did that. So now it's not like it's a, you know, fresh face. It's not like it's unfamiliar. You know this. And it was really cool, man. That last night was like, you know, breaking supper at the 12 disciples or something at the table, all laid out. It was really fresh.
Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.
Hey, Josh, Matt Perino from Syracuse.com. Thanks for taking the time today. Saw a picture of you and Tre'Davious getting some work in Buffalo recently. When you finally got a chance to meet him and talk some shop with him, what were your impressions of him, his personality, and kind of what kind of teammate he's been, even in the virtual meetings the last couple of months?
Yeah, you're a funny guy. I've been seeing some stuff, but I'm going to be quiet right now. And I will go to. But no, I think Trey, he's up and coming, man. Like I said, he's already here, really. He's doing so many things. I'm just looking at him and just, you know, being amazed too, because I'm seeing myself in him in a little bit when I was coming out early on, and just seeing how he's really explosive and he's taking every rep as if it's, you know, his last rep, and just how he's able to work, you know, it's kind of like a pushing, because, you know, one dog see another dog, they looking like, oh shoot, what he's doing, I better be doing that too. So it pushes you a little bit more than the other. And it's like, okay, top. And the crazy part about it, that ain't even crazy thing, it's only going to make us so much better as a unit, because if one person do something, oh, it's going to turn the other one up even more. So I think that competition there is going to be, you know, essential to us bridging over into, you know, those late games, those late times where somebody's gonna need to play, and we look at one another and be like, hey, look, it's gonna be you or it's gonna be me. And I think that time now, why that grind is going hard, is what is gonna pay off in the long run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.